It's been a year since Russian President Vladimir Putin launched his comeback after serving 4 years as prime minister. Putin is now taking a tougher line, sparking new protests by Russia's emerging middle class, tired of corruption and autocratic rule. Putin is blocking reforms and forging a new alliance with the Russian Orthodox Church, reports the Christian Science Monitor. A minor anti-Putin protest in a near-empty church turned into an international incident as a Russian court sentenced the banned Pussy Riot to 2 years in jail. New legislation in the Russian parliament, or Duma, could criminalize religious blasphemy for the first time since the 19th century. Meanwhile, Russia's opposition, which has mobilized tens of thousands of people, is establishing its own alternative culture in clubs and on radio and TV stations. An opposition coordinating council plans to endorse political candidates, support political prisoners, and call attention to corruption in the Kremlin. But Putin is returning to his previous KGB police tactics to retain control. Several prominent dissident politicians are being investigated, while a member of parliament has been stripped of his power and immunity, and a parliamentary aide has been arrested. During the worst years of the Great Recession, when homeowners most needed the savings they could have received by refinancing at lower interest rates, Freddie Mac helped keep millions of borrowers locked in high-interest rate mortgages. ProPublica reports that Freddie Mac, the taxpayer-owned mortgage giant, resisted signing on to the Obama administration's mortgage refinancing programs out of fear it would cut into its own profits. Opposition to the proposals made in the early days of the Obama administration were led by two Republican-nominated board members, Robert Glauber and Linda Bammann, along with the chief risk officer, Paige Wisdom. Their resistance made it harder for millions of Americans to refinance their high-interest rate mortgages. According to ProPublica, Glauber and Bammann also opposed the Obama refinancing policy because they considered it to be a backdoor economic stimulus. Columbia University housing economist Christopher Mayer estimates that a more aggressive government-backed refinancing program implemented by Freddie Mac and Fannie Mae would have helped an additional 9 million homeowners save $75 billion in interest payments and would have prevented hundreds of thousands of delinquencies and foreclosures. ProPublica points out that Freddie and Fannie, that own or back about 60% of all U.S. home mortgages, have a mandate to help expand home ownership while at the same time generating profits, two competing goals which constitute a conflict of interest. For the second time, the Federal Defense of Marriage Act, or DOMA, was overturned by a federal appeals court as discriminatory toward gays and lesbians. The fate of DOMA may soon rest with the United States Supreme Court. In mid-October, the Second District Federal Court of Appeals in New York overturned DOMA in a case involving New York City resident Edith Windsor, who married her longtime partner Clara Spire in Canada in 2007. 2 years later, Spire died. Because of DOMA, Windsor faced a $363,000 tax bill from the Internal Revenue Service as she was not considered a surviving spouse. In late May, the Boston Federal Appeals Court also overruled DOMA, affirming a 2010 district court ruling. The decision by federal judge Joseph Toro condemned DOMA's two classes of benefits, one for opposite-sex married couples and another for same-sex couples. Former Justice Department official Gregory Katsas says it's unlikely the current Supreme Court, under the leadership of Chief Justice John Roberts, will strike down a federal statute passed by a strong majority in Congress and signed by President Bill Clinton. Supreme Court watchers say that Justice Anthony Kennedy will likely be the swing vote on DOMA in the divided court. And the case could be further complicated if Justice Elena Kagan recuses herself due to the role she played in cases involving DOMA when she was U.S. Solicitor General. This week's news summary was compiled by Bob Nixon. For Between the Lines, I'm Richard Hill.